Let's see. We're going to start out with a little music from Senegal. This is Baba Mal and Mansour Sik from the Lam Jam Lili album. It's all acoustic guitar and vocal, and we're going to do a lot of guitar music today. We have a guest, Carlos Posey. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Indie Radio, and this is the Music Guitar. Thank you. That's Baba Mal and Mansoor Sek with Lam Toro. And we're here today with Maestro Carlos Pozzi. Hello, Carlos.
Hello, Carlos.
Yeah, welcome to WRIR. Thank you for coming in today to be on If Music Could Talk. This is a real honor for me to have you in here, and I'm going to continue playing music while you get tuned up. So we'll talk later. Oh, just to let you know, I'm playing this next song here. This is Minnie Riperton, actually. This is a totally off the subject, but actually I have a good reason to play this. It starts with a little bit of it's a guitar sound that's basically taken directly from Spanish guitar style. So this song's called I Am the Black Gold of the Sun. Thank you.
sombría de amor, vuelvo a vos con mi deseo, con mi temor. Llevo el sur como un destino del corazón. Soy del sur como los aires del bandoneón. Sueño el sur, inmensa luna, cielo al revés. Busco el sur, el tiempo abierto y su después. Quiero el sur, su buena gente, su dignidad. Siento el sur como tu cuerpo en la intimidad. Te quiero, sur. Sur, te quiero.
Okay, that was Return to the South, Vuelvo al Sur by Astor Piazzolla, Argentine composer. Carlos, you chose that song for a particular reason, or?
No, all his repertoire is very important. I mean, he was a great bandoneon player, first of all.
Yeah.
He a great composer. Bandoneon is this German-born instrument que have chromatics buttons in both sides. It's a very difficult instrument. You can confuse with an organ when it's really well played. And he developed almost to the level of a classical composer and performer what create resistance in the traditional tango world that has to be more, you know, kind of rough and wild. It's like Piazzolla was too sophisticated, too good. But finally, he, close to his death, he has his own audience. He was accepted.
And you said the last compositions that he composed were for guitar.
It's funny. I was here living in the United States already when he died.
Yeah.
When
was that in?
Let's not go in numbers, okay. We embarrass ourselves. He wrote 5 pieces for guitar, many American classical guitar players do. I remember, I'm sorry, the name of only one is called Taconeando, Taco is the Hill, the tango dancers, not like a flamenco, no, but they do a little bit with the tacos, with the heels.
Yeah.
Taconeando is this rhythm. They are beautiful music, mm-hmm. beautiful. That was his last. If he has, maybe his signature work is Adios Nonino, that he wrote for his ensemble, mm-hmm. his bandoneon, bass, violin. He have like a little chamber orchestra.
Yeah.
But what transcribed for the guitar many years ago, it también became almost a standard of the guitar repertoire. Mm-hmm. Sound beautiful in the guitar.
And you said now in Argentina, classical students are studying the band.
Yes, it's a little simplification to don't make too long. Was another guy in between, Alejandro Barletta, an Argentinian guy, he did what Segovia did for the guitar. He took the bandoneon even farther than Piazzolla, and he directly started transcribing Béla Bartók, whatever, mm. Bach.
The people played classical compositions on the bandoneon.
In the bandoneon. When he went in Germany, the people was crying. They never thought it was possible to get that level. Mm. So now the bandoneon is in the Argentinian Conservatory, a classical instrument.
Wow.
There are several young people
playing it on a professional
classical
level.
But
yeah.
They play some tangos here and there.
Yeah, yeah, of course. As a guitar student would also play a flamenco if you caught their
exactly.
ear.
Exactly. See, like the guitar always is going to be connected to the Spanish heritage.
Right.
I think the bandoneon in Buenos Aires, in Argentina, is very difficult to disconnect. Mm. From the tango.
Right.
The tango guys are very virtuoso in the playing. It's not simple. They play very, very sophisticated.
Yeah, I remember hearing some people playing, I guess what would be maybe a Polish version of the bandoneon in New York, in the subways in Williamsburg, and just playing so fast, and people were just mesmerized
by it.
Yeah.
It's chromatic on both sides. Mm. They open this kind of
The bellows
yeah. are produce. It's a wind instrument. It's funny, no?
Mm-hmm.
Also, the sound is very similar to the organ when it's very play in a high level.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, okay. Carlos, I was going to play some Segovia next. This would be Danza Española número 5 in E minor, and Segovia also was kind of a groundbreaker with the guitar,
yes,
is that correct? I mean, in a similar way to Piazzolla with
was a
with the bandoneon.
You know, when he started in the 1914-15, tried to bring the classical guitar or the Spanish guitar to the concert halls, he was crazy, man.
Mm, yeah, people thought he was crazy.
The guitar disappeared for almost a century.
Before him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's play this song, and thank you for listening, everybody. This is WRIR LP 97.3 FM. We're here with Maestro Carlos Pozzi, my former guitar teacher and continues to teach guitar here in Richmond at many public schools around the area. So thanks for tuning in. This is the Musica Talk, and we're playing some Segovia here. Thank you. Yeah, that's Danza Española número 5. And Carlos was just also explaining to me something about this particular composer who would be Granados.
Yeah, I want to don't make too academic this situation. Enrique Granados and Isaac Albéniz, who are two Spanish composers who wrote for the piano, they never wrote one note for the guitar.
Right.
They were composing to make a round number in the 1915, 20, 25, que was the nationalistic period.
Right.
See, classical composers tried to bring their own folk music to the classical situation. Mm. Sometimes guitar players, in desperation, transcribe Chopin to the guitar, because we don't have Chopin, I don't think it's a very good idea.
Yeah, right. But does it translate to the guitar?
No,
as well?
You never, always you are like in second place.
Right.
But Albéniz y Granado, it seems the genius of these people, that they try to reproduce in the piano the sound of the flamenco guitar. That was in his heritage, mm-hmm. their heritage. So that when you turn to the guitar, let's be careful what we say here.
Yeah.
It's not better, but it's almost more at home, this music in the guitar than in the piano. It's amazing. And I think that most, it's a new American classical guitar player, wonderful, he was here in Richmond, Jason Biox. Mm. He have a whole CD with Granados and Albéniz. I think many piano players do the same.
Yeah.
They live more in the guitar than in the piano. It's kind of funny. He's a composer in Argentina, Julián Aguirre, que did the same. He wrote Pampa Gaucho music in Paris in the piano. Mm. Y Segovia himself, with great instinct, he took one of these music from this Julián Aguirre and brought to the guitar. It's great. No, I can play a couple of measures.
Sure, sure.
No, I'm going to play the whole thing.
Okay.
I'm not saying sound better in the guitar, please. No,
of course. We're not. It's never. We're not actually trying to be.
No, because in the piano sound great. I have friends here in Richmond that they love this music in the piano, but the guitar has this little bit more melancholic color of the pampa music. Well, the first couple of measures is something like that. Happen when you bring music from the piano to the guitar.
Yeah, I could hear that being played on the piano as well, just being just as beautiful, but in a different way.
Yeah. Actually, the four players in Argentina play very similar music.
Right, right.
It's amazing what these people, almost unconsciously, they reproduce in the piano the sound of the folk guitar in Spain or the folk guitar in Argentina. So when you bring it back to the guitar, you are back at home.
Yeah. And okay. These composers, a lot of them were taking folk melodies and translating them into piano pieces or guitar pieces that they would find.
They have this, I don't know, what's the fashion in this moment? You know?
Yeah.
The big guy of all these, well, we're not talking about, is Béla Bartók.
Right.
He took all the Hungarian gypsy music to the colorful of this music to the classical composition. Mm. That's maybe something the guitar players miss, que Béla Bartók didn't write anything for the guitar. We have to live with this.
Yeah. That sounded beautiful, thank you. And actually...
sorry, it's an excerpt, not really.
Yeah, just an excerpt. But
yeah.
You'll be playing a few pieces
yeah.
in a little bit.
Later.